This podcast contains strong language and adult themes, so if that's not your cup of tea, go and find something else. But if it is, then we're happy to have you. So welcome. Da 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 da. Sting it at da 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 da. Sting it at da. I'm Holly, I'm single and I live in Manchester.
And I'm Jess, I'm a married mum of two and live in Devon.
Despite our differences, we are still the best of friends and we have been since the day we were born.
So welcome to our podcast, Two Kids and a Best Friend, where we discuss everything from night feeds to nights out, pop culture, embarrassing stories and confessions.
Hey guys, Holly here. I'm just letting you know that Jess and I have been pretty busy this week. So that we don't waste good content, we are giving you an episode full of all those bits that didn't make the final cut, but are still absolutely hilarious. So rather than let them go to waste, we thought we'd still provide an episode for you for a week where we couldn't actually get together to make a new episode. So please excuse the bad quality, because obviously a lot of this is taken from before we realised we were doing it wrong. We will be back to normal again next week. See you there.
I was just like looking at myself. So when you left the meeting then, I feel like I've got the most unsymmetrical face, right? So ready? I feel like I look all right from this angle. And then this angle, I look all right. But fucking face on like that, Christ.
The problems that we face.
It's just funny, isn't it? Have you ever done that inverted thing on like TikTok where you do the inverted and you press it in, it like inverts your face and shows you what other people see?
Oh yeah, it made me feel like Quasimodo. I don't know if I believe that. I don't actually think it's what other people see. I
fucking hope not.
It's just another thing to make us insecure and spend more money on TikTok shop.
I'm easing myself back in, so it's nice. I'm going back a day and then 2 days, and then hopefully that'll just ease me in and it'll be a bit more normal rather than just going from nothing to 4 days. Yeah. So we'll see. We will see. But yeah, so I had a bit of the thing. And then like, I just worry, like, have I not spent enough time? Like, have I made the most out of my maternity leave and things like that? And I guess it just goes so quick and you're so busy with two kids. You don't always get to appreciate the time.
Exactly. And you can only do what you can do at that moment, you know what I mean? It's easy to look back and say, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but at the end of the day, you only do what you can do with what you've got at that time.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just gotta look back and think, I'm really glad that I got to have that time, because a lot of women have to go back even sooner.
Yeah, they do. My nan always goes to me when I'm like saying I don't want to go back to work. She's like, well, I went back to work after 6 weeks, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, nan, times are different now. She's always
during
going on.
The war.
I only got paid 16 shillings a week.
Yeah, I had to walk over hot coals and punch dinosaurs out of the way to get to work. And there's you moaning.
Honestly, it is so funny. When they always say that to me, you get so much money, we only got like £16 a week. I was like, nan, it's, you know, the monetary
value. Yeah, but you also
value.
Bought a house. You also bought a house when you were like 11 for like £2.50. So
I love seeing the things like that. Like, I'm so annoyed. I wasted my childhood doing this when I should have been getting on the property market.
I know. Why didn't we start a YouTube channel, become an international
sensation? Isn't that everyone's biggest regret, not starting a YouTube channel?
Yeah, but then to be honest, Jess, we'd have probably just flopped anyway. Or we would have become a meme and it would have haunted us forever.
We definitely have become a meme. Baby stuff is fucking expensive. Like, our
so
pram
expensive.
Was over £1,000. It is ridiculous.
That's insane.
My advice to anyone would be get secondhand. And it's really hard because with like Instagram nowadays and things, like, people want the best of the best, don't they? They want their brand new pram, their brand new this. And I was the same. Like, when I had George, you want the best of everything, don't you? To feel like you're like not showing off. That's probably the wrong terminology, but you want to have the best for your baby, don't you? Whereas, like, by the time I've had Ella, we've just like recycled everything for Ella because there's no point paying it because some of the stuff you have is like for a couple of months and then they grow out of it or they're too big for it or whatever. And you've spent like 300 quid on something.
I can't imagine spending that much money on a pram when you could literally buy yourself a Gucci handbag for
I mean, your
that.
priorities do have to change from that when you have a kid, Holly.
Yeah.
A pram is more important than a Gucci handbag, but you don't need to spend over a grand on a pram. Have you seen all of the videos about the J-Lo documentary?
Sorry, I've just put a marshmallow in my mouth. I don't know why I did that. Just as you were asking me a question. Yes, I've seen it. And my favorite ever quote about people talking about it online is that nobody loves J-Lo like J-Lo loves J-Lo.
How many times is she going to talk about like growing up in the Bronx or whatever it is?
That new movie she's in, it looks bizarre.
Oh my God, it's a weird. I've seen a couple clips and I think, what the fuck?
Yeah, what is going on? It makes absolutely no sense to me, but all those people reenacting her dancing in the rain with that umbrella, that's been killing me.
How many documentaries does she have about her life? Because I feel like every couple years she comes out with a new one.
Oh, well, it's good to know that she's still Jenny from the block. Lover's mind, I think I could fall in love easily through a
Oh,
wall.
you would. You'd be the one that had like five guys on the go and you couldn't decide which one you loved most. I think you'd be quality TV, especially if like a short, ugly bloke came out on the other side and you had to react to it.
And I'd have to do the whole when they go, oh, so why is it that you've not even kissed him yet? Oh, it just takes me such a long time to build that with someone. It's a slow burn. It's like, oh, come off
I'm a
it.
slow burner.
If you were really into that person, you would be climbing them like a bloody tree. I was speaking to someone for a while and went on a date with them. And they were a walking red flag. Oh my God, I realized this when I was on the date. And then they were about to go on this new TV show that was launching at the time, The Traitors. And all they were doing was talking to me about this and very much like next week they were going to be famous and all that stuff. And it really, it would mean it was gross. But as soon as the program aired, he literally ghosted me that day and I never heard from him again. And then, funnily enough, I'm not
Oh
even joking. This was ages ago now, but I'm not even joking. I think I probably got drunk like sort of 6 months ago, and it popped up in my head, and I remembered it, and it really irked me because I just thought, who do you think you are?
yeah.
So I just sent him a message saying, ghosting really is such small dick energy, but I would expect no less from someone who's just so desperate to be famous. And the joke of it is, I've actually ghosted people as well. So, I mean,
Bit of a hypocrite.
I'm a hypocrite. Anyway, what else has been going on?
Wow. So obviously not much because of my tonsils, but the worst thing is I had tickets last Saturday to go and see Neo in Cardiff. And it was when I started getting really ill. So I woke up in, so I started getting ill the day before and I was thinking, oh God, if I stay like this, I can't go. Then in the morning, I messaged the girls and I was like, I feel like shit. I really don't think I can go today. And they were like, oh, take a power nap, like dose yourself up, see if you can go. And I took a nap and I was like, oh God, no, you're gonna have to go without me. I know, you know, when you just know that there's no chance you
Yeah.
would have coped. The videos are so funny, aren't they? Like those girls, would you, if you got called up on stage or something like that, would you be able to do it? Like do the dancing with him and the sexy dancing, or would you refuse?
Depends if I've had a glass of wine or not. If I've had a glass of wine, then yeah, I'd be like slut dropping all over the gaff.
I was going to say, would you be twerking all up on Neo?
Oh yeah. And then the next day I would hate my life. I would have to go into hiding.
All the videos on TikTok are like Holly from Manchester.
The thing is, right, you can't just live life freely anymore. You can't live, laugh,
No,
love.
you
Because
can't.
you've just, everyone gets their phones out. And as far as I'm concerned, if there's no photographic evidence, then it didn't happen. You
Yeah.
know?
There would be a
But
lot of photographic evidence of that.
yeah, I'd probably get made into a meme. It'd be like some white girl trying to twerk
Really, really stiff. I mean, you're not the best dancer, are you? You've never had much rhythm.
Are you joking?
No.
I can dance.
Holly, there's videos of us back from when we were
Yeah, when we were little, for God's sake. I can bloody well
Yeah, but
dance now.
you either have it or you don't. I think you either have natural rhythm or you don't. And when we were 8 dancing and you were the only one that was off time, and even my dad pointed it out and said, Holly looks like she's got 2 left feet. I don't think you can come back from that.
My mum said to me, she said, the only thing I was good at was tap because I was really good at stomping my feet around.
But I tell you what, it's been a stressful week. So I haven't told you any of this yet. So Ollie
Saving it for the
decided,
podcast,
saving it for the
podcast content.
content.
It
Yeah.
makes a change because you should have to go, oh,
You have to
really?
act like you don't know. No, so basically, Ollie decided to book our car MOT for Monday. Monday just gone. And they moved it to Wednesday. So I was like, oh, that's a bit close, isn't it? Because obviously the hotel and wedding is 2 hours away and I'm meant to be driving it up. He was like, oh, it's a new car. It won't fail. I was like, Ollie, they can fail you on anything for MOTs. So anyway, we take it in, get it done. It fucking fails, doesn't it? So we go back. They're like, oh, yeah, you need a new tire and something to do with the headlight. Well, we weirdly took out this insurance when we got our car, which is like Gardex insurance or something. I know nothing about cars or whatever, but it basically means we get like 5 free tires a year or something. So we literally had one day to get our car re-MOT'd, get a new tire on, and get this headlight light fix that it failed on. But I had my eyelash appointment booked in Bude. So yeah, so I'm meant to be having my eyelash appointment in Bude on Thursday morning that I was driving up to, and Ollie was staying at home with Ella and getting everything sorted for the wedding. So I was like, well, I'm getting my fucking eyelashes done. It's a wedding. I'm not going like without eyelashes. So he was like, well, I'm gonna have to drive you up in my shitty Clio, because he bought like a £900 shitty like runaround car. So he's driving me up and we're in the car ringing garages trying to sort everything, and we managed to drop it to this tire place before we left. So we ring my friend Sophie's dad because he's a mechanic, and I was like, oh my God, like I really need your help. We need the car re-MOT'd today so I can drive it tomorrow. Bearing in mind, like anyone who knows anything about cars is that you've got to book in advance to get an MOT done. Like, and the place that could have retested it for us said they had no space. So anyway, I'm in the car and he's like, well, if you get the car down to me ASAP, like I'll get my mate to do it. Me and Ollie are sat in the car on the way to Bude. So I'm like, how the fuck are we going to get the car down? So I have to ring my mum, don't I? And you know, like, as I've said on here, I'm scared of my mum. So I ring up, hi, mum. Me and Ollie are currently on our way to Bude. Do you think that you could go with dad, drive to Quickie Fit on like Mutley Plain or whatever,
Quick
pick
fit.
Quick Fit, Quickie Fit?
Quickie fit. Can
Quickie Fit.
I just say,
Oh
can
my
I just
God.
quick fit, Jess?
So I went, so my mum, I said, mum, can you go down to Quick Fit and pick up our car with dad and then drive it to Harry's garage, and then leave it there so he can pick it up and do the MOT? And she was like, for fuck's sake, Jess, I'm meant to be picking up your bride. She was picking up my bridesmaid dress from my friend who did the alterations to me. So she's like, I'm meant to be picking up this, doing that, blah, blah. I was like, mum, I really need the car for tomorrow. So anyway, she's like, fine, well, we're gonna have to bloody do it, aren't we? I was like, thanks. Like, my dad was all stressed. And then she gets there to pick up the car, and I remembered that there was like no petrol in the car. So I was getting my eyelashes done, like saying to Charlotte, like, oh my God, like I'm so scared because she's gonna get there and there's no fucking petrol in the car. So anyway, my phone starts ringing and I'm getting my lashes done. So I go, who is it? And she goes, it's mum. My heart fucking sank, didn't it? So I answer and she goes, Jess, does your car take petrol or diesel? I was like, petrol. She was like, yeah, well, thanks for fucking leaving it with nothing. I was like, sorry, mum, I'll transfer you the money. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna do that now, then I'm dropping it to Carrie, blah blah blah. I was like, Thanks, Mum. Love you.
Oh my God.
It was awful, but it all got done and I made it here. But it was stressful. And I was obviously cursing Ollie all week. Like, why would you book the MOT in for the same week as a wedding? Why wouldn't you do it weeks before? Blah, blah, blah. So we've been arguing all week. So
to be fair, I think
it's
there
all
is
done
2 week wait at the moment or something. There's like some kind of backlog or something. Like when I booked mine, I thought, oh, it's due tomorrow. I'll be able to get it in tomorrow or whatever. And it's like, yeah, 2 weeks' time. I was like, what?
I literally know nothing about cars. Like, I leave anything to do that, like, to do with that for Ollie, because I'm just like, I feel like that's a man job, isn't it? I feel like cars should be a man job.
Yeah, I read this meme the other day that was like, I love being a feminist until I have to put, like, petrol in my car. Also, I read one that says, if I'm bi and you're bi, then who puts the air in the tyres? Harry just, I tell you what, when I was stood in that crowd watching him sing, he is just the most gorgeous man and I love everything about him.
What do you feel about the rumours that he had no hair and he was always wearing a wig? Or what do they call it?
A toupee. What is it? They get all defensive now and they go, it's not a toupee, it's a hair system.
I did see some photos though of him like with his hair back and like it up a little bit.
Oh, it's probably just the light or something.
You're going to defend Harry like I defend Taylor, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. But you know what? Even if he went bald, I think I'd still fancy him.
Well, we did, didn't he? He had a buzz cut not long ago.
He had a buzz cut, which I actually did feel really upset about. And then his mum put up a post saying, you know, if you're a fan of Harry, he always says about treating people with kindness and being nice.
What,
here
his
you
mum
are.
Put that after his haircut?
After his thing. But she said it in a nice, gentle way. I love Anne. I love Anne. She's one of my favourite people to follow on Instagram because we get no content from Harry anymore. When he was in One Direction, he used to post on his Instagram. But no, we don't get anything, Harry.
No, fuck all.
Yeah, absolute bugger all. Yeah, and then I felt really bad then. I was like, oh. Maybe I should not be so horrible.
But I tell you what, Harry, I've only got 3 years left. Do you want to be the father of my child before I put my eggs in the freezer?
But nothing to me will beat a lovely bit of toast in the morning, all right?
Oh, nah, a bit of
toast and
warm
tea.
Bread with Larpak. Do you remember that time that you introduced me to Larpak and I was at the whole top?
Yeah, we had a cheese board on the table and you'd never had Larpak butter before. I don't know if you even realised. Did you realise it was butter?
No, I don't know what I thought it was. I didn't know if I thought it was spread or what. I don't know.
But you were like sticking the knife in, getting a big spoon thing of it and lathering it on top of a cracker to the point where you nearly had a whole tub. And Larpak ain't cheap. I remember my mum being
your
like...
Your poor mum.
Looked in it and went, oh, that was a new tub. And you'd had a whole box of butter.
I tell you what, if you have Larpak and then you have something like clover, oh my God, it will like never compare.
What was it you said to me the other day? I'm rewatching Law and Order and I'm actually
loving
it in a minute. The drama of it, I love it.
So they've put Law and Order Special Victims Unit on Netflix and it's like the best Law and Order. It's been out since like we were born and they're still bringing out episodes now. It's so good, but it's basically set in New York and it's about a bit very morbid actually. It's about like rapes and children and anything that would come under like special victims, and they're detectives, Detective Olivia Benson, and she you know, with her partners solve all the crimes, and then it goes into the court and the assistant district attorney like gets involved in. Oh God, I've been getting so into it, you know, that type of thing where whatever you're watching you decide like you want to do with your life. So like at the minute I'm wishing that I was a detective or I went into law, even though I know it's not as glamorous as what you watch. But like when I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, I'm wishing I went into surgery, and like as if I could ever be a
the
fucking
bold type
surgeon.
You want to move to New York and be a new magazine fashion journalist,
selling Sunset. We want to move to LA and become realtors. Even though it's all so fake,
we base our personalities on depending on what we're watching on TV at the moment.
Oh my God, yeah. So anyway, I'm watching an episode of Law and Order the other day and I'm getting well into it. And then there's like a bank robbery and there's all these people in the bank robbery. This guy runs in with his balclava on, whatever it's called. And
what,
his gun.
A what now?
A balclava. What is that? Not what it's
a balaclava. A balclava. A balclava.
A balaclava. So yeah, he comes on with that. He comes on with his gun. Then like he's pointing the gun at everyone and like, get the money, get the money. And you know, all I could think about is how cool it would be if you were like hostage in that situation. Like, could you imagine you were just in the bank down Halifax and you're minding your own business and suddenly a gunman comes in? Like, obviously this wouldn't be cool, but I'm just thinking, like, because I'm not in the situation, like, imagine that. Then you've all got to get down, you're all scared for your life, and then like there's negotiators outside like, let the hostages go, and like, oh my god, could you just imagine the drama of that? And then all, you know, running out and having to give your statements to the police, and oh my god, like, could you imagine being involved in something like that?
My motto is don't be a hero. Like, don't be one of those people that has to try and say, stop and drop, play dead.
Yeah. I'd like hide behind people for a shield. I'd be right behind you. You'd be in front of me taking the bullet.
So basically, I'm not going to the bank with you. All right? Because if there's a bank robbery, I'm done for. Another thing that I've been doing at the moment is I am training for a half marathon. My favourite person in the world passed away a little while ago in January. It's my nan, and I absolutely adored her. And the hospice that helped us to give her end-of-life care at home, which is what she really wanted. She wanted to die at home. And and without their support, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So I decided that I was going to run this half marathon, the Plymouth Half. I can only run 5K and I feel like I'm dying, but what's 21K? Oh my God. Yeah. What's all those extra kilometers about? Anyway, so I've raised over £1,700 now. I really want to get to £2,000, but I'm telling you what, this running is hard. It's hard, this lark. And I honestly think when I get to the finish line, they're going to have a wheelchair ready for me.
When is the marathon?
End of April.
Oh, so not very long then?
No, not very long at all, Jess. Don't. And all I can run at the moment is 7.5 kilometres.
But it's all right. I'm going to do it for my
nan. I'm going to do it for my nan, and she's going to be in my head. She's going to be.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Come on, sort yourself out. Don't give up.
Oh, God, yeah. You'll get through it. You'll get through it. I think it's amazing, though. It's funny because you asked me, didn't you, if I would do it with you when you first started it. And I was like, well, I would have. But I've got a little bit of a story about that because I started running. I started to do the couch to 5K. Not that long after Ella was born. So I got a little bit obsessed, I think, after Ella was born with my weight, because I put on a lot of weight after George and I kept it for ages. So I didn't want that to happen again with Ella. So I started a bit too early, like 5 weeks after Ella was born. I started exercising and pushing myself a little too hard. So anyway, I thought I'd start this running because I feel like running's a bit of a trend at the minute, isn't it? Like, you see it all over Instagram and TikTok, don't you? Like, influencers all running. So I feel like, oh, I feel like I want to start running. So well, started.
All she cares about is going with the trend.
Yeah, obviously. If influencers are going to do it, then I'm going to do it. So I started doing it, and then like I started getting some pain in you're right there. So I started getting some like pain in my lower belly, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I started feeling like heaviness in my like vagina area, and I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. Didn't think much of it. And then like a week later, I thought, oh, you know what, I'm gonna check down there. So I looked in the mirror. Well, I kid you not, there was some kind of bulge down there that wasn't there before. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So I get Ollie upstairs. I'm like, Ollie, what the fuck is like happened to my vagina, blah blah blah, it wasn't like this before, was it? And he was like, No, it wasn't. So anyway, I start Googling and I diagnose myself with a vaginal prolapse. So there we go. I'm on the phone to my mum crying. I've got a vaginal prolapse. I'm never going to be able to do anything again. Like, it's something you live with forever. I was on Googling. I had almost ordered this £200 vibrator thing that you put up there and it's meant to tone up and fix a prolapse. So I start doing all
She did.
So anyway, I ring. So I was like, right, I'm not running because apparently running can cause a prolapse. So I go to the doctor and I have to, you know, sit down, put my legs up. And I'm like, I think I've got a prolapse. And she's like, okay, well, let me check. So she sticks her fingers up there, makes me cough, does all of that malarkey. And then she goes, well, the good news is you haven't got a prolapse. And I was like, well, what the fuck is wrong with my vagina then? And she goes, so basically there's a way that they stitch you after birth. They can either stitch you like upwards or sideways. And basically the bloody surgeon who stitched me has fucking stitched me up wrong. And now I've just got a fucked up vagina. So it's not a prolapse. I've been stitched weird and there's a bulge coming out.
You've been stitched up.
Oh, yeah, I've been stitched up by a fucking surgeon. And I made it so clear as well when I was being stitched up. I'll talk about my bath story another day. But I made it so clear when I was being stitched up. I don't want any, like, student. Like, I'll let students, you know, be there. But I do not want any student sewing me up because I don't want... Someone told me before I had a baby that a medical student sewed them up and now their vagina looks like a stamped on kebab. And that has stayed with me since.
So that has stayed with me since.
And now I basically fucking have that, don't I? Because the professional surgeon has stitched me up wrong. So I'm going to this doctor. Is that it now? Is there anything that can be done? That she was like, oh, it will grow out eventually. So I'm just going to have to do a Gemma Collins and get a designer vagina one day, I think.
I think so. But do you know what? The best thing about it was when you did show Ollie, bless him, he went, oh, I'll still shag you.
It wasn't enough to put him off, but it may be enough to put some of our listeners off going through childbirth. I didn't have a prolapse. I think I just started running too early, but it scarred me for life. And I don't think I'll ever run again. I'm not risking a prolapse.
So that's it for this random mishmash of stories that didn't make the previous episodes. I hope you enjoyed them and I hope you liked hearing something a little bit different. As always, if you liked it, please leave us a 5-star review, tell your mates and follow us on our socials, Two Kids and a Best Friend, and email your stories and questions to kidsandabestfriend@gmail.com, and we'll see you next Monday.